Let us pray together. Most holy and loving God, Lord, right now we pause at the beginning of this new year. Lord, yes, things are different, but you are the one who remains constant. So Lord, I ask you right now to empty this vessel of Deborah and put her over beside that old rugged cross. And then, Lord, I ask that you just fill me up with all your power and your might so that everything that I say today will be all of you and just none of me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. For you are our strength and our Redeemer. And those who love the Lord say, amen, amen. So happy New Year to those I haven't already said it to. And for those who are listening in, I am Dr. Deborah Smith, the interim pastor for Centenary Church. So when we hear a happy new year, it evokes joy, sadness, maybe reminds us of that fabulous party we went to, dinner, when we say happy new year, because we know it is a time to celebrate. It is a time that we say we call this new beginnings. It's a time that we honor traditions. And I just want to talk about one tradition in case we've gotten it twisted some kind of way. And you know, being Deborah, I don't mind. I left stepping on folks' toes, so I guess I need to come back the same way, right? So when we say we're making our New Year's resolutions, and we talk about things where we want to change our habits and our behaviors through the resolution, like, Lord, I want to be a better person. Lord, I want to get to work on time. Lord, don't let me be on social media so much. You add it in. But you know what? When we begin the new year, we don't begin as people with no faith. Beginning the new year, we know we've already done that. If we are in Christ and we have been born again, we have a new year every day, all day, when we step up and we're still on our earthly kingdom. Amen. You can make all the promises you want. You can make all the resolutions that you want. If your heart is not right, if you don't have that connection with God by 12 p.m., by the time church is over, you will have broken your resolution. See, so I invite you today to quit thinking about this is the first day, our new beginning. We got a new beginning when we were baptized. We got a new beginning when we claimed our Lord and Savior as Lord over our life. So what we do, though, we all like to know and hear and be affirmed that we can start again. So in thinking about starting again, I want to start with the month January. You know, when we reflect on the past and contemplate the future, we start in January. And the first part of January is Januah. And this means a door or a window that allows a person to look both ways. A door or a window that allows a person to look both ways. And you know what? I guarantee that almost 90% of us have already reflected on this year some kind of way. Maybe we reflected on the things that made us laugh, and maybe we reflected on the things that made us cry, but I can assure you, those things that made us sad, and we didn't stay there too long, did we? We said, no, let's not talk about that right now. Let's not talk about it. But we love to lift up the good times. So when we start the year, it's a great opportunity for us to look at the back and the forward. We also want to look forward and think about what Isaiah said to the people of Babylon in the scripture that was read here today. You see, to give you background, it wasn't a new year that Isaiah the prophet was speaking into when you heard that text. It was a new beginning for the Israelites. The people of Israel had been prisoners for some time, almost 50 years, in the foreign land of Babylon. They had cried, they had wept, they lamented. And you know what? They were away from the place where they could worship God. And then they were encouraged to worship other gods. Whether you know it or not, have you been encouraged to worship other gods? You know, like God the money, God the job, God my financial plan. But they had been encouraged to worship other jobs. And now that they have returned home, they just had an opportunity to look around the area, and they were happy and excited. But when they got there, all of that joy on their faces fell. You see, instead of finding a city that was busy and active, it was dim and gloomy. The people were even walking around with scars on their backs from the time as when they were slaves. You might say the city needed a renovation. There was rubble and cracks all over the place. And then those once prosperous families are now struggling like everybody else. But they are all glad to be home, no matter what their situation was at that time. Well, there's another part of the story I want us to think about and get a perspective from Isaiah. You see, when the Israelites walked into that city of rubble, their home, which they recalled as being beautiful and magnificent and all the good friendships and the love, you know, it would have been easy for the Israelites to just focus on the negative. It's easy for us to focus on the negative, isn't it? Amen. Hello, walls. Yes, it is. However, the prophet Isaiah and the Israelite community focus on something else. Listen again to verses 7 through 9. Isaiah said, I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for the house of Israel, according to his compassion and many kindness. He said, surely they are my people, my sons, my daughters, who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. I want you to focus on those phrases that we started out with, because he recounts this for us and people of all times. The gracious deeds of the Lord. Do we ever think about the gracious deeds of the Lord? You see, this prayer from Isaiah's prophecy reminds us to look back in appreciation of God's grace in 2022 and to look ahead with anticipation for more of God's grace in 23. What did you notice? What did you think about when you knew that the children had been gone, the Israelites, all this time, and now they're looking at a city that just was in doom and gloom and full devastation? Do you think with your mind's eye? Could you see God at work? Could you see God at work? And even standing in the midst of all of that, the people there were lifting up that God is at work caring about us. People lifting up that everything God was doing was a result of God being active in their life. Active, calling us out of the darkness and difficulty of our lives and our world into the light of grace. Amen. God was active. Yes. Even when life is difficult, the people lifted up how many good things God had been doing for them. Your question is, as you look back, how do we remember things? How do we view the past? And how do we share the events and things of the past are really important? It talks about your relationship and your trust in Jesus Christ. How we look at things can even help us as individuals, can help us as a community and a church to move forward. But despite what happened, when the Israelites looked at their past, their focus was not on the negative things. They were aware of how much God had been at work. Looking at all their troubles, they saw that many good things occurred. They realized that this was because God had been active. So as we stand at the doorway of this new year and reflect on the past year, or even the past years, can you see any place in your past where God has been working and active in your life? Can you see any evidence of God working in this community? Can you see any evidence of God being active in the broader community when we listen to all of the crime and all of the terror that's going on throughout the city? I think, though, when we look at all of that, surely, I believe, there is something for us to give God thanks for and to give God all the praise in the midst of all of that. It can't be all bad. We still smile. We still get up, and some of us even have a dance in our steps. So I believe we can look for something. But I also challenge you. We don't have to look very far back in the year that has ended to be reminded of God's undeserved love. Maybe we should take note. What did I do when God gave me this fabulous job that I didn't even know I was going to get? What did I do when God kept my family safe as they got home today? What did I do to deserve this? That's undeserved love, but God loves you anyway. See, a week ago was Christmas, and we were reminded that Christ was born, and the holy life we had not yet lived, and to die under the just punishment of our sins. Christ was born into that holy life. You see, Isaiah was right here. He was right when he said that this child had come to save us, that it was no messenger or no angel that saved us. That was none of that. It was the presence of God made real to them and to us in the cry of a baby. A baby's cry that promises God will not permit us to dwell in darkness and despair. Even sometimes we just want to wallow in the pity, the self-pity, and want to wallow in the darkness until somebody reminds us you have a Lord that cares, a Lord that matters. So I want to ask you right now, who among us cannot tell of the kindnesses of the Lord? Is there anything you can lift up and say, the Lord has been mighty kind to me because he did? You fill it in. Who among us can't tell of the deeds for which God is to be praised? What did the Lord do for you and it was so good you just couldn't stop praising his name, but you didn't tell anybody either? You see, I say the little things that we don't even think about. Our Lord has given us shelter. Our Lord has given us food. Our Lord has given us clothing. Our Lord has taken care of all of our needs this year, and that could fit in almost every list of the questions I just asked you. We have even enjoyed God's creation for another year, because if we tell the truth this year, the Lord has provided us with blessings beyond measures, way more than what we can ever count or use. But still, we always have, I don't want to say Debbie Downers, but I just say it because it's part of my name. But still, we always have some people who don't want to see the good. So people have already said, well, how can this year be good? What about the mass shooting that killed 19 children and 2 adults in Uvalde, Texas? Someone might say, I had troubles and problems in my life. In fact, this year was the worst one I have ever had. I got COVID twice. I lost my job. I was sick, and and didn't know if I would ever get strong and well again. I faced financial problems and other troubles. So 2022 was not a good year, and I really don't see all that much that God has done for me. Well, let's just take that example. Whoever says that, they don't see that much, but they're standing in front of you well, healed, walking around clothed, and probably got a new job. But we're so busy focused on the negative, we forget all of the promises that God has made to us and has kept us safe. But the truth is, sometimes we face the temptation to feel that way. Can we just tell the truth? Sometimes we want to whine and complain. Didn't the Israelites do that when they were leaving Egypt and they got stuck? And the Lord had parted the sea and done all of that. He had all the plagues. And then when they thought, things weren't going well, they started to look back. They said, you know what? Things weren't that bad when we went to Egypt. We did have food, didn't we? So what if we had to take straw and make bricks? At least we were busy. That's our nature. We tend to look back and find fault. You see, we do face the temptation to feel that way. And we have those kinds of thoughts. But we are reminded that even when things look bad in 2022, God was with us and active in our lives. That's why always we got to trust that God is working and in the midst. You see, in verse 9, we are told that in all their distress, he was too stressed. God was distressed with us in our distress. That's why the baby in the manger was so important, because Jesus came so that he can feel everything that we were going through and know. And we can respect the fact that Jesus really knows what we're talking about. Yes. See, through all the trials, all the tribulations and troubles we faced in 2022, God was sympathetic to us. You see anybody sitting here who feels that God was not sympathetic to you in 2022? Was there ever one little moment where you say, well, thank you, Lord. I know you're handling me right now. Thank you, Jesus. When we are, and when we were, shedding tears of sorrow or crying out in pain, and you thought nobody was there and nobody knew it but God. Our God was there watching you and us and caring for us to help us through the tears, the pain, and sorrow. This is why we must trust the Lord. You see, I'm going to tell you something else. When God is active in our lives, we may never know all the close calls we had last year. I'm going to tell you now, driving down the interstate is the craziest, unsafe thing, right?
Yes.
I'm going to confess. So sometimes I'm driving them like this. And that's really sad that we have to do that. I have to keep telling myself, stay focused. And Lord knows, don't let anybody drive up beside me and act like they're trying to keep time with my car. That's a very nervous moment. But our reality is just that. And in those times, we must trust the Lord, because we never know the close calls we have had and missed. And then there is something else. We never know how many disasters the Lord protected us from. We had a freeze last week, right? Do we really know what disaster the Lord protected us from? Yeah, we may have been inconvenienced with water. Yeah, some people said it was inconvenienced not being able to flush their toilets. But is that all? When you put it in the scheme of things, I believe God was there. Yes, we had one person to freeze to death. It breaks our heart. But those of us sitting here didn't freeze. We didn't have families who froze. We still had water we could boil. So we never know how many disasters the Lord protected us from. And here's something else I need you to think about. we may have walked through the valley of the shadow of death and not even have known it. Maybe not even have known it, that you were going through that valley of the shadow of death. But it was God being active in your life saying, not now. And his presence saved us. You see, no matter what we think, the Lord sends his angels to protect us and shelters us under his protecting hand. That's why our challenge for this new year is trust in the Lord. You can't get through everything that we've been asked to get through in the past three or four years if you didn't trust in the Lord. Verse 9 says it, in his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. In other words, through everything, every situation, God was there. So as we celebrate God's grace at the first day of this new year, 2023, we must and should look forward for God's continued protection. You should expect that. You know, technically, we could go out of here, and every day I should say, Happy New Year. You know, March 1st, Happy New Year. After a while, somebody can say something wrong with her. Please stop. But because we're happy to know that no matter where we go, God will sustain us. He will carry us through. And then when the Lord said through Isaiah, I have upheld you since you were conceived. That's Isaiah 46, verses 3 through 4. Through his protection, the Lord says, I have upheld you since you were conceived and have carried you since your birth. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you and I will sustain you and I will rescue you from our youth to our old age. This is what Isaiah is saying here. God promises to be with us through good times, bad times, pain, and sorrow. Be assured that the Lord carries us. I want to talk about the Lord carrying on a personal level. So this is when I was a teenager at home, and some of you knew my mother, who seemed to be quiet and meek and humble and all that. But I guess when you got 9 children, you have another side. So this particular day, my mom came in looking pretty stressed, and she looked around because I had 2 friends, my sister had another friend, and she surveyed the room. And she said, whew, I feel like I could just scream. So we all stopped, looked at her. She went on into the bedroom. And the next thing we heard was this blood-curdling scream. All of us sat. We didn't know what to do. And my sister, who just says, she's the opposite of me, I think, maybe. She said, Mommy ain't acting crazy. So Deborah got up and I ran to the kitchen and got a spatula. That's all I saw. I was going in there to save my mama with a spatula. So I went in the room and I looked at her, and my mom was standing there and tears running down her eyes. I said, Mom, are you okay? She looked at me. Then she glanced at the spatula, you know, I had in my hand, the trusted weapon. She said, baby, I am okay. I just prayed to the Lord. She just prayed to the Lord. And I looked at her and said something profound. That's it? That's all? Went back and sat down, but when Mom came out that room, she truly looked like a new person. All of the stress was gone. She had a smile on her face, and she was greeting everybody. And from that moment, I've never forgotten, because my mother was in there wailing, and we thought it was a scream. How many of us have felt the need to wail and cry out, and we haven't? I can tell you this year, there have been many times I felt like crying out, and I did. And I wailed. learned it from my mother, though I got a towel and put it to my mouth and just screamed into that. But whatever we need to do to get our connection to God, let's do it. Because God is active and present in our lives. I'm here to tell you today, we have no other option for the new year. Either we can trust the Lord or we don't. Either you can go out on your own human perspective and your human abilities and see where it takes you. But as for me, I'm going to trust the Lord. I may not well like my mother, but I'm going to tell you this. When hard times hit, and I've had plenty over the last year, you know what I do? I say, Father, I stretch my hands to you for no other help. Do I know or need, Father? And that has seen me through many a trial and tribulation. So how do you connect to God to make sure he's active in your life? Trust him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.